Welcome back, guys, to the anime podcast. Now, I want to talk about Pain Nagato, right? And the reason I want to talk about Pain Nagato is because, well, he's one of my favorite characters. And that should be quite understandable to a lot of you guys out there who watch Naruto. Pain is practically the perfect character. Honestly, I think Pain is one of the best written characters that I've ever seen in anime. And maybe I shouldn't say that because there's tons of anime and I've not watched all possible animes out there. But based on all that I've watched, and I can say confidently that Pain is one of my favorite characters and one of the most well-written characters that I have seen in anime. And let's get into Pain, right? Pain. Now, a lot of people is also, before I get into the full discussion of Pain, a lot of people is of the conclusion or of the mindset that after the Pain arc, Naruto went downhill. And it's quite understandable so, because after the Pain arc, Naruto was rushed. It was clear that the creator wanted to finish Naruto. I mean, there were three arcs forced into one arc in the end of Naruto there. The entire Shinobi War arc, you know, Shinobi versus the Akatsuki Madara Obito, that could have been stretched into like three or four different arcs, right? We could have had the War arc with just Obito, right, and all the developments that would have taken place, you know, right? And then after that, we could have the Madara arc, you know, fleshed it out and finished it and perfect it. And then after that, we could have had the Kaguya arc. And then we could have seen Naruto and Sasuke, instead of just getting this power shoved on them and instantly getting powerful, they could have, you know, seen them train to attain the sixth part, the power from the sage, right, the first Shinobi, right, the godlike Shinobi, and then see how they would have developed to face the threat of Kaguya. That was like three arcs rushed into one, right, and it forced Naruto to feel like this anticlimax, like it was obvious that it was rushed, and a lot of people are unsatisfied with the execution of the outcome. I mean, Madara was built up, and then we didn't really see Madara really go all out against Naruto and Sasuke in their newfound power. And we still didn't see an all-out fight with Kaguya. Ah, yes. And four arc, and then they shoved the Naruto final fight all in there as well. Right? So that could have built up to see how the threat of Sasuke, that Sasuke would have posed to the village, and how Naruto would have eventually confronted him. All of that was shoved into one. Anyway. Alright. I'm going to play a little ad here. Right? This, as you know, this is a sponsored episode, and then I'm going to get into the Pain discussion. I'm very sorry, people. Now, welcome back. If you heard of ads and you listen to the ad, thank you. That's how I'm paid to continue this podcast. You know, it charge costs a lot. Now, let's get into the Pain discussion. Now, why is Pain my favorite character? Well, first of all, let's just go with the most obvious reason. He's a badass. Pain is very bad. Like, Pain is very, very bad. And bad in good, like, he's a badass piece of character. Especially the body, the Yaiko body. That body was design great, right? And Nagato is also very perfect, right? So, that's the first reason. The second reason is that he was a well-written character. You know, his backstory, right? And his philosophies and all these things that makes him who he is. He's just perfect, right? Perfect, perfect, perfect. Right, the Pain philosophy is actually pretty practical and logical as well, when I think about it. Right, like he says that kids who are forced to accept painful realities grow up faster, and that's a fact. I can attest to that. I mean, not gonna say that I faced the hardest of reality when I was young, but for an average child, I think I've faced a much harder reality than the average child, and in that, in turn, allowed me to become a lot more mature and responsible at an earlier age than most. Factual, right? And a lot of people can attest to that. But what made Pain unique, or what made Pain a well-written character, Nagato a well-written character, was that there was no fat on his character. There was no embellishment, there was nothing that was being exaggerated about him. His character was perfectly written. Everything was within reason. Even up between the fight with him and Naruto, I know Naruto's my favorite. Of course, he wanted Naruto to win, but in the back of my mind, I was like, listen, it would be sad if Naruto lose, but if Pain win, it wouldn't be that bad. Because in reality, Pain plan Spain had the best plan. It was going to be a brutal and painful plan, but that was why the plan was good, and that is why his name was Spain, right? He was going to force the world to accept the reality of who they are as human beings. His plan was the only plan that would not have taken away our humanities, our humans' uniqueness of being humans, right? Obito and Madara wanted to cast, put us in a genjutsu and basically give us a dream. It was practically fake. You can imagine you're living in this dream world for years, and this dream world is now become your reality, because reality is basically things that you experience with your five senses, right? Regardless, even though you're in this reality now, you're experiencing things and believe it. And can you imagine the day you wake up and realize that this was all a dream? The heartbreak, the shock, the betrayal, it would be detrimental, right? And this is why I think Nagato had the best plan. Nagato's plan was not excusing us, it was excusing or eliminating your humanity. It was emphasizing it. He was allowing us to be who we are as prime natural beings, right? He was not forcing us into war. He was giving us the tools to wage war, because we would wage war because that is who we are as a species, right? There's a saying that I don't know when the next war will be or something like that, but I know that human beings will be fighting it with sticks and stone. You know, because of nuclear weapon and all these things, and that if there should be another all-out World War III right now, the world as we know it would come to a very sad end. Probably be an Hinana, wouldn't be able to live here anymore because of all the nuclear waste and pollution, right? And there's also an next saying that says that human beings will fight regardless of weapons. You know, if a human being cannot use a stone, he'll use his hands. If he can't use his hands, he'll use his teeth and all these things. And so Pain was basically saying, listen, I'm going to let you guys be who you guys are. Right? Brutal, cruel human beings. That is who you are. And you're going to be allowed to be that regardless of anything. And so Pain came to this reality because of the experience that he went through as a kid. You know, the character Pain was shaped from a very young age. And his name was also the moniker that he gave himself, Pain, was also well in line with his philosophy, right? He was basically saying that in order for we to even have a semblance of peace, human beings had to feel so much pain, so much suffering. It forces them to come to the realization that if we want to stop the killing and the dying of our loved ones, we'll have to have a truce, we'll have to come to a peaceful negotiation and live in harmony and stuff like this. And it was actually very truthful. That's a factual thing. I mean, there's a reason why we have not seen a major world war like the last one, like World War II, even though there's still skirmishes and people are still dying from, you know, mini wars and all that. There's a reason why there's not a huge mega war. It's because mutual assured destruction. Everyone will suffer. It would not matter who win World War III. It doesn't matter who survive. As a matter of fact, it would not matter who win World War III. Because the world as we know it would change. And I can tell you that the people that survived World War III would not want to have any conflict whatsoever anymore. Because they know that the reality would be disturbingly painful. They would be losing loved ones. Like, even if America come out on top, it would be a fraction of what America used to be. Any country that come out on top would be just a fraction of what it is or used to be. Right? And so, that's the reality of war. Especially war with the type of weaponry that we have now. And that was what Pain was saying, that I will give these people these unimaginable weapons to use to wage the wars that they want, right? He was basically saying that human beings will now face the reality of their decisions. They will look at the destruction that they cause and know that they would not be able to blame anyone but themselves and their selfish desires to wage war for trivial stuff. They would have no one to blame but themselves. And this was a profound idea for me. And now let's focus on how Pain became this person and established this philosophy. You know, these ideas. Right? Pain was a peaceful dude. He was a cry dude. I mean, Yahiko was the toughest among them. Right, Yaiko Conan and Pain, you know, first he lost his parents and lost everything. You know, that's when he awakened the eye. I mean, I'm guessing Madara planted the eyes in him from he was at a young age. I'm guessing. Because, you know, when he lost his parents, he awakened them at the Renningang. Right? And then, you know, Drea found him, trained him, teach him ninjutsu and stuff like that. And all of these things. And then he had to part ways with them again. And then, you know, they had to face a lot of hardships. You know, they faced a lot of hardships before they met Drea. They faced a lot of hardships after Drea left them. And all of these things, right? And Pain was forged through the pain and the bonds that he created. He lost Yaiko because of betrayal, you know, and all of these things. And all of these things formed his opinion of the world. You know, and as he grew and get accustomed to his powers and abilities, you know, he says that he's now a god, right? And I was talking with a friend, and I was referencing that, and I said, in a sense, I see why he was calling himself a god, you know. It was a metaphor. I mean, he probably thought it literally, but it was also metaphoric, in a sense, for me, because let's look at it. Was talking to Joy, and he would say, Yes, I was once a man, but now I've grown to a man. And let's look at why he's now considering himself a god, or why he thinks that he has grown to a god. First, it's also because of the power that he has unlocked, and knowing that he has the abilities and strength that the normal people don't have. But also perspective, right? He told Dre that pain will force children to grow up, force them to realize and grow, understand things on a deeper level, right? And he's thinking that I have endured so much pain that it has forced me to achieve an insight that the common man will never have. I have also acquired so much power that the common man will never have. In a sense, what he's trying to say is that he has reached a level beyond the normal. He has reached a level where the common man will never be able to achieve. And in a sense, that is godlike. His perspective is godlike, right? Like human beings right now, when we think about God, our worship, the gods and stuff like that, it's a being that is beyond us in terms of knowledge and power and understanding. And what Pain was saying, that he was above human beings in understanding, power, and all of these things. Even endurance, he was able to endure pain and all of these things. And Pain was just such a fascinating character for me. I'm not even sure if I'm just rambling on right now, you know, I'm just talking points, you know, this is not a structured episode, so you might realize that I'm not finishing complete thoughts, I might get back to some of these thoughts or not, but just bear with me. I'm going to try to start scripting out my episodes. Now, right now, I'm basically at work, and I'm just wandering around it slow, so I'm just talking on my phone, using the Anchor podcast app. You guys should get it. Anyway, let's see. And so, PN saying that he was a god was also a metaphoric thing, as I said before, because of the pain that he has endured. And his name was just perfect. Pain. What is pain? Eh? Pain. The ability. Pain is a feeling. Yeah, basically a discomfort in the body that makes you very uncomfortable. That is very unpleasant. Basically, that's the simplest way I can define pain, right? And so pain was to the world a discomfort. Something that would make them very uncomfortable and discomfort to them. And that was also what he wanted to inflict upon the world. An uncomfortable situation that would force them to deal with lesser uncomfortable things. For instance, human beings have wage war. As he was talking to Naruto, he was saying that, listen, human beings will always be at war. Because what? Uncomfortable things like religion. Right, different religions, different races, wealth, money, rich, poor people, and all of these things. These are things that makes human beings uncomfortable when we talk about them. And so, in a sense, I could say that Pain was saying that, listen, I will force a more uncomfortable thing upon these people, that they will be forced to reckon with a lesser uncomfortable thing in order to avoid this huge uncomfortable situation, which was the pain, which was the war, right? He was going to give them the TLB so that they could wage a war that would decimate them on both sides, no one could say, all right, I'm going to win unconditionally. There would be no unconditional victory in this war. Everyone will lose. Even if you win the overall war, at what price? How much are you willing to sacrifice in order to come out on top? This was the stage that pain was setting for a lot of people. It was literally gonna telling people that, listen, anyone thinking of winning this war will have to put up big, big numbers. And that's reality today. That is why the US if you pay attention right now, then right now there's a trade war taking place between US and China. Trust me, if US could right now, if US could actually attack China without risk the use of nuclear weapon, which would also risk them losing a lot of resources as well, they would. But they are not doing that because there's too much to lose. So what? They are using soft tactics like trade war, where people's lives are gonna be safe at least compared to an actual war, right? You know, economies might be unstable. Someone might lose their job. Someone might commit suicide. And this is what I want people to understand. These so-called soft war and sanctions and trade wars, sure, they are not the actual war where you are actually blasting people and shooting them with bullets, but people die from them, right? If China should, say, retaliate and, let's say, with a sanction or something that will make the US economy unstable, someone lose their job. You see, for every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. You know? Physics teach us that. Right? Sure, directly, they are not causing deaths, but indirectly affecting the economy, right, will cause probably someone to lose their job, get spiral out of control, probably commit suicide, probably they can't send their kids to schools, causing a lot of problems. And this is the reality a lot of people don't talk about. Now let's get back to pain. And so, yes, I will say, pain. So pain was essentially going to set up a system, a war, again, allow humans to be able to fight and decimate each other. And that pain of the warfare that they fought would force them to realize that, listen, we need to work together. We need to stop this fight if we even want to survive, if we want to live in peace. And he said it. He said, after a time, there will be peace, momentary peace, probably 100 years. Probably 200 years will pass. Probably once that generation that experienced that died out, or that generation plus a generation below them, because they will pass it down through the words of mouth. And once that pain is no longer prominent in the minds of these people or individuals, then they will wage another war. And then they will totally be destroyed again. Right? And so, when I think about it, pain plan was the most perfect. It was the only plan that was willing to risk human beings having their humanity. Right? Mother and Obito plan would have rid us of our humanity. Practically, we would be dead. Practically, we would just be in a simulation and not being able to do anything or anything at all. Right? So, that's pretty much the plan that Obito and Madara had, right? But also Pain was just, again, was a perfect character. Pain was a character that really showed you that human beings should have broad perspectives and not be selfish. Because I remember when Naruto was on the ground and I was pointing about, yo, so Pain was like, what are you gonna do? What is justice, right? Man, I say, all right, Naruto was like, I'm going to kill you and bring peace back to the ninja world. Right? And Pain was such a rational person. It was like, that indeed would be justice. And now, he's now looking at justice based on the definition of what Naruto is considering justice. And it was like, based on your definition, that indeed would be justice. But look at this from my perspective, right? What about my family, my friends, my village? They all died at the hands of the Leaf Village and you great nations. Why is it that you are able to spout these killings and all of these things as justice and retribution because of what I am doing to you? And I am now doing something to you because I consider that what you did to my village, what your village did to my village, to be equally wrong and unjustified. So you could say that what I'm doing to you right now is justified. And Naruto was stumped, because that's facts. Why is it that one nation is able to preach a certain thing and then the other is doing it and it's wrong? Like I was reading some news today and like America is sanctioning China. And there's trade with China, they're sanctioning Russia. And then Russia and China is like, okay, America is locking us because we can't do business with America. Why don't we do business with each other? And you know what a journalist said? Call it Alliance of Evil. I was like, okay, Alliance of Evil. What does that even mean? I know China and Russia is going to take over and just kill everyone in the world. I mean, no country is eviler than the other country. Every country is looking out for it themselves. You think America is sanctioning Russia and China because they are just and they want to keep the world in peace? They are doing it for their own interest, and that's fine. But be honest about it. Anyway, people, that's my thoughts on all of these things. I hope you guys think that what I'm saying makes sense. Let me know if you can give me a feedback. Let me know. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Alright? And as I get saying, Pain is just my favorite character. I have another Pain episode coming as well. This is a longer than usual episode. So, hope you like it. See you guys in the next one. Peace.